From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
These days, a lot of people are pouring wine into the blender. No, they're not concocting a Syrah smoothie. They're just trying to smooth out their Sauvignon. Whipping up your wine right after this.
There's a lot more to the enjoyment of wine than just the wine. See the delights at epicstyle.com, like buffet plates that securely hold hors d'oeuvres and your wine glass using just one hand. See Epic Style's delightfully decorated champagne flutes, and of course, the wildly popular cork cages. EpicStyle.com is where you'll find creative and useful wine accessories and all you'll need for entertaining, even a huge assortment for under $25. EpicStyle.com. Once you visit, you'll never entertain without it.
I frequently encourage listeners to decant their wine or use a wine aerator. But now, some wine lovers are practicing an extreme form of aeration called hyperdecanting. Hyperdecanting is the controversial practice of pulsing wine in a blender to aerate it with lightning speed. Cooking mad scientist Nathan Myroid, author of Modernist Cuisine, pioneered the technique. When you hyperdecant, a whole lot of oxygen is infused into the wine in a matter of seconds. Conventional decanting takes significantly longer when performed correctly. Decanting almost any bottle of wine will likely make it taste better because contact with air, especially in the case of red wine, causes it to open up, releasing hidden flavors and softening those sometimes sharp characteristics. Does hyperdecanting with a blender do the same thing? Some swear by it. Others believe the practice can beat the life and flavor out of a perfectly good Pinot. As for me, you'll never catch me serving any wine out of the pitcher of my blender. Unless, of course, I am making a Syrah smoothie. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.